It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirreled nut zippers.
Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Mora from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
Magnolia Tree by Reese McHenry, kicking us off this hour on Live and Local. It is Thursday. That means it's Radio Concerts on the Hill time, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. And we have got the spotlight on Reese McHenry all hour long. You can find her online at reesemchenry.com. Look for her on Patreon as well if you want to support her. Again, patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Search for Reese McHenry. And she's also got a show coming up in a week and a half on Sunday, April 12th. It's going to be online, an acoustic living room show beginning at 11 a.m. She'll be doing it on a site called stageit.com. So go to stageit.com, search for Reese McHenry. Tickets still available for that, and you can get them. She'll be playing some of her music off her most recent album, No Dados, Magnolia Tree, the opening track off of that album. But she'll also be playing some new stuff as well, as she's looking to record that next album later on this year. But you can get a preview in a week and a half. If you want to support out-of-work artists, laid-off employees of arts organizations, and other arts organizations in Orange County, the Orange County Arts Commission has got you covered. They've created the Orange County Arts Support Fund, and they want your help. Find them online at artsorange.org/support fund. And thanks again to the Orange County Arts Commission Jackson for helping us put on this and other radio concerts on the Hill. More from Reese McHenry throughout the hour, including some of our favorites and quite a bit off of her most recent album, No Dottos, from last year. We got a little bit of local news for you coming up next after this. 6:11 is your time. Back with more.
At Carolina, our faculty members inspire students in the classroom and excel at innovation in their research. Join me, Provost Bob Lewin, in meeting members of our esteemed faculty on Focus Carolina, an exclusive program on WCHL sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
For more stories like these, check out the complete Focus Carolina series on demand at chapelboro.com.
With a new decade upon us, it may be a good time to revisit your insurance. Getting your financial house in order could mean examining your needs and buying a life insurance policy. I'm Jeff Haas with the Mark Vitale Agency, and I can help. Think you aren't healthy enough to qualify? I can help. Need to cover a mortgage or other debt? I can help. Whether it's a personal or business need, life insurance is the answer to so many questions. I can help you find the answers. Call me, Jeff Haas, with the Mark Vitale Agency at 919-630-6472.
Under the recent announcements made for Durham County, car dealerships are essential businesses, providing our community with reliable transportation. University of Kia is working hard to navigate this unprecedented situation to offer reassurance to their family, friends, and neighbors for both sales and service. They're adapting and creating safer options with test drives at the dealership or at home with pickup and drop-off services, as well as flexible payment options like no payments for 120 days. University of Kia wants you to know that your well-being and safety is their top priority.
97.9 The Hill WCHL has provided Chapel Hill and the surrounding community with news and information since 1953. We're proud to provide you with daily local news both on the air and online at chapelboro.com. Please consider supporting us by making a donation. Your investment today supports operations so 97.9 The Hill WCHL and chapelboro.com can continue to serve this community. Please visit chapelboro.com and click the donate button or call us for more information at 919-933-4165.
6:13, your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour, live and local with local music, radio concerts on the Hill Day with Reese McHenry, and a lot more from her coming up as the hour continues. To catch you up quickly on local news, of course, all of it coronavirus related. Orange County health officials reporting 37 cases of COVID-19 right now, including two they're watching closely out of Pruitt Health Carolina Point. That's a residential facility on Mount Sinai Road, which I've been saying is in Northern Chapel Hill. Technically, it's in Durham. Still in Orange County. The two cases there are one healthcare worker and one resident. So they're watching that very closely to see what the situation is at that facility. But again, 37 overall in Orange County. Across the country, 6.6 million Americans have filed unemployment claims last week. That's up from just 211,000 in the first week of March. So a huge increase there. And of course, the number of cases also increasing significantly. We're up over a million nationwide, and that's causing a significant strain on the healthcare facilities across the country, and that includes here locally too. So the more we can do to help each other out, to stay safe, to protect ourselves, and especially to protect others and stave off the spread of this disease, the better. Much more on our website, chapelboro.com. Had a chance to speak recently with Karen Howard, who's the chair of the Chatham County Board of Commissioners. One of the very first cases in North Carolina was in Chatham County, but they have overall a lower number of cases than a lot of other significant counties in the state. She commended county residents for staying at home and practicing social distancing and flattening that curve. She also talked about how the county government has adjusted to still operate while maintaining that physical distancing. Here's part of what she had to say.
A great concern of mine has been staff. So the county offices right now are operating on a only come if you absolutely need to, and minimized contact with the public. They are able to isolate because people are in separate offices and there's sufficient space to socially distance within the office. The challenge was with the public, general public coming in, not just exposing the staff, but potentially exposing themselves to someone who might have been on staff or been in the building prior to them. So we've really curtailed the activities around the county. And since after the governor's stay-in-place order came out, we had to make some other adjustments. So adjustments were made at the collection centers and other public facilities that people might be still needing to use, both to protect the public and to protect the workers. So we're evolving. You know, it's a I tell people every when you go to bed, the situation will have changed the next morning,
mm-hmm.
and there will be new things. I know that the governor's pushed out some directions around evictions. I haven't gotten to read that. It came about half hour before this call. But there are going to be constant adjustments to ensure that we're doing the best that we can for everybody through this crisis.
That's Karen Howard, chair of the Chatham County Board of Commissioners. You can hear more of that conversation on our website, chapelboro.com. Search for Chatham County Roundup for that. You can also get the conversation on the AaronKeckShow.com. I had that conversation on Tuesday, that order from the governor that she was referencing. She's just recommending that landlords hold off on evictions, but that's following an order that came down from State Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley. Cooper's order did require utilities to refrain from cutting off water and electrical services to customers for at least the next 60 days for non-payment reasons. So if you don't pay your bills, and ordinarily you'd get your service cut off for the next 60 days owing to the impact of this crisis and the fact that we're all struggling through it, those utilities will not be cutting off your service for that. 6:17, your time. Quick look at weather as we get into the evening. Still a beautiful late afternoon. Sunny skies and 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Skies are going to be clear tonight with lows around 43, and then a beautiful weekend. Mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 70s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, we're under a stay-at-home order statewide, but that does not preclude you from getting outside and getting some fresh air. Weekend's going to be great for that weather-wise, so take advantage of that great weather as it's coming. 6:18, your time. We've got more from Reese McHenry as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues after this with a couple of songs from her album No Dottos from last year. That's after this.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
89-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice every day. Only at Cruisers. Let's go.
Wednesdays on the Hill just got a little sweeter. I'm Annie Johnston, owner of La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village, and we're proud to present Talking Books with Aaron Keck and Susan Brown. Tune into the Aaron Keck Show on 97.9 The Hill, Wednesdays at 4:30, for new recommendations for your reading list. Stop by and see us at La Vida Dolce to enjoy our nitro cold brew coffee, dozens of flavors of Maiden House gelato, or a glass of wine on our shaded patio. While you're here, check out our recent interior redesign, and don't forget to bring your favorite book.
Explore more than 100 degrees, certificates, and diploma programs at Durham Tech. With campuses in Orange and Durham counties, students can earn credentials in architecture, automotive, culinary arts, cosmetology, information technology, public safety, and healthcare, including the only opticianry and anesthesia technology programs in the state. Durham Tech offers something for everyone, from current high school students wanting to earn college credits to adult learners wanting a career change. Visit durhamtech.edu/programs to learn more.
Are you frustrated with the high cost of prescription ED medications? Southern Village Pharmacy now offers Tadalafil 20 mg, the active ingredient in Cialis, for only $5 per tablet. In addition, Sildenafil 20 mg is still available for $5 or less for a single treatment dose. Shipping is available within North Carolina. Visit SouthernVillageRx.com for information you can share with your doctor to help discuss if these options are right for you. Southern Village Pharmacy, located in Chapel Hill, online at SouthernVillageRx.com or 919-240-4084.
Hi, this is Reese McHenry. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission.
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Fever's Gotta Go. That's off No Dottos from last year. Reese McHenry there. We've got the spotlight on her all hour on our radio concert on the Hill, brought to you by the Orange County Arts Commission. More from Reese McHenry after this. It's 6:28 here on the Hill.
In these unprecedented times, Chapel Hill Tire is taking extra precautions to ensure your safety and convenience, announcing curbside service. Anyone preferring not to come into the lobby can be met in the parking lot. You can stay outside or get a ride from a friend while they service your car. Simply visit the ChapelHillTire.com appointment scheduler, choose curbside service. They'll communicate and provide a pay option by text. Thank you for supporting local businesses, and keep yourself and your car healthy and drive happy, Chapel Hill.
Tired of hearing your neighbor right next door? Come on out to Governor's Club. We have fabulous real estate and incredible lots with spectacular views. Enjoy life for a change. Homes range in price from $400,000 to over $4 million. Spectacular architecture, incredible views, and most importantly, wonderful people. Contact the experts at Governor's Club Realty. Governorsclub.com.
This is Jeff Rubish of High and Rubish Insurance Agency. Did you know that our agency has partnered with auto owners to offer pet insurance? FIGO Pet Insurance is a health insurance plan that covers the illnesses and injuries of your pet. This includes treatments by veterinarians, ERs, and specialists. Call my office at 919-913-1144 to learn more about pet insurance and schedule a complete review at no charge. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
At Carolina, our faculty members inspire students in the classroom and excel at innovation in their research. Join me, Provost Bob Lewin, in meeting members of our esteemed faculty on Focus Carolina, an exclusive program on WCHL sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
For more stories like these, check out the complete Focus Carolina series on demand at chapelboro.com.
This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
We're going to keep the music going. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, after hours with AJ, to take you through the night all the way until after midnight. Right now, we are live and local with Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. If you want to support out-of-work artists, laid-off employees of arts organizations, and other arts organizations in Orange County, the Arts Commission has created a fund, the Orange County Arts Support Fund. You can find that online and donate and get involved in the efforts at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. Spotlight this hour is on one of our favorites, Reese McHenry. You can find her online at reesemchenry.com. You can support her on her Patreon account, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/reesemchenry for that. And she's got a show coming up in a week and a half. Sunday, April 12th, she'll be doing an online acoustic living room show at 11 a.m. through the website stageit.com. So just go to stageit.com, search for Reese McHenry. It'll come right up. You can buy tickets to partake in the show. Should be a lot of fun. She'll be playing some stuff that's already out, but she'll also be playing some new stuff that is yet to be recorded and is set to be recorded later on this year. I have had a chance to hear her do some of this acoustic stuff at previous shows. It is just as fantastic as everything that's come before. So really looking forward to seeing the new stuff when it comes out. But definitely check out the Acoustic Living Room show next week, Sunday, April 12th, again, 11 a.m. on the website stageit.com. This hour, we're focusing mostly on her most recent album, No Dottos, from last year. But this set, we're going to kick off by going back just a little bit further. Back in 2018, she did an album with The Fox, and this is one of my favorite off of it. Here's Reese McHenry with May Baby.
Yeah. This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Pittsburgh listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
White Bear Incident there from Reese McHenry. She's going to bring it home as our radio concert on the Hill wraps up after this on the Hill.
Hey, I'm Cappy Hagman, and as a local real estate agent with Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry, and Walston, making sure folks feel secure at home is at the heart of everything I do. Unfortunately, a house doesn't feel like home when the family in it is going hungry. I'm proud to partner with 97.9 The Hill to help fill the bus for Table in support of their mission of feeding children in our community. Together, we can make a difference. Here's Table's Suzanne Tormolin with more.
Table delivers bags of healthy, non-perishables and fresh produce to over 700 kids every week. To make this happen, Table relies on donations from the community to fill their shelves. Without Table, these kids are at risk for hunger on the weekends, during school holidays, and the summer when they do not have access to meals at school.
Help us fill the bus for Table in partnership with Cappy Hagman Real Estate Group. Please take donations of non-perishable food items directly to Table's office at 309 East Main Street in Carrbrook. Or stay home and make a financial contribution by visiting TableNC.org. All contributions to Table will help local children living with food insecurity.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone.
Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Tony Hall. The sale of real estate is not an essential business at this time. As my colleagues at Tony Hall & Associates shelter in place, I want you to know that we are available. Perhaps you have questions or future real estate needs you would like to discuss. We can't meet with you in person, but we are available online and by phone. When we get past this pandemic, the vibrant real estate market will return. Everyone stay put and stay well in the meantime. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Hi, this is Reese McHenry. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission.
I know what's right. Yesterday's a day away.
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Carrboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Never get tired of that. That is Detroit from Reese McHenry wrapping up our radio concert on the Hill, again made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. If you want to support out-of-work artists, laid-off employees of arts organizations in general, find the Orange County Arts Support Fund online, artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. Thanks to the Orange County Arts Commission for creating that. Find them online at artsorange.org just in general for more on the Arts Commission. They're doing a lot of great work even now, and thanks to them for helping us bring radio concerts on the Hill 2 days a week, Mondays and Thursdays. So we got another one of these coming up in just a few days. If you want more on Reese McHenry, and I'm sure you do after that, reesemchenry.com is her website. You can support her on Patreon, patreon.com/reesemchenry, and get online to buy tickets for her upcoming acoustic living room show. She's doing it online Sunday, April 12th, a week from Sunday at 11 a.m. She's doing it on a website called stageit.com. So head online, go to stageit.com, search for Reese McHenry. It'll come right up. You can buy tickets for that and hear some of her new stuff, which is going to be recorded later on this year. It's not out yet. It will be. It's terrific, and you can hear it in a week and a half. So check that out online. Again, stageit.com and search for Reese McHenry.